Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130, to Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 99.1, to Boston, Bloomberg 1200, to San Francisco, Bloomberg 960, to the country, Sirius XM Channel 119, and around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and Bloomberg.com. This is Bloomberg Markets.
Coming up on Bloomberg Markets, we're going to be taking a look at CBS, the owner of the most watched television network in the United States, posting lower fourth quarter sales. They carried fewer NFL games on Thursday nights and attracted smaller audiences to the games that it did host. We've got details.
But first, let's get the latest in business news headlines from Charlie Pellicer.
All right. Thank you very much, Corey. Thank you, Pim. All about earnings after the bell. We've got you covered. Cisco Systems, biggest maker of the equipment that forms the backbone of the Internet, forecasting third quarter sales and profit that may fall short of analyst projections, signaling sluggish corporate spending on networking gear. Cisco shares are down 0.6%, a story we were just telling about right here on Bloomberg Markets. John Butler is senior telecom analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence, and here's what he had to say about Cisco.
And they have a problem in the service provider market. You know, the carriers are sort of at a cyclical low in terms of their spending, and that impacts Cisco because they sell to that vertical. So if I had to point to a real problem right now, that would be the weak point.
And again, Cisco shares showing weakness after hours, down 0.6%. We are awaiting that conference call. Cisco has been struggling to jumpstart sales growth amid a shift in the networking industry toward less expensive software-based services and away from hardware. Stocks climb for a seventh straight session today as rallying financials added momentum to an advance that looked like it was sputtering in early trading, but we did see a reversal. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, NASDAQ 100, Russell 2000, all climbing to records today. S&P up 11 to 2349, a gain there of 0.5%. The Dow, first close ever above 20,600 at 20,611, up 0.5%. NASDAQ up 0.6%. Gold up 770 the ounce to 1234, up 0.7%. The 10-year down 7/32, the yield there 2.50%. Cisco, by the way, also boosting its quarterly cash dividend to 29 cents a share. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellett. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio.
All right, a little Dave Edmonds there. Television, let's talk about television with Geetha Ranganatham, our Bloomberg Intelligence expert when it comes to technology and media. Tell us about CBS, Geetha. What about the results? Because it had to do with football.
Yes, it did. So they did have a lot of advertising weakness. I mean, that was kind of expected. They had fewer Thursday night football games that they hosted this year. They were the sole home for those games last year, but this year they had a deal where they were sharing that content with NBC. And so fewer games, and then also poor ratings, especially at the beginning of the season. We almost saw a 15-20% drop in football ratings because of the elections and whatnot, also contributed to lower ad revenues. And so they reported actually a 3% decline in their advertising sales.
Did those declines or those drops in viewership for football, did that affect other networks as well?
I mean, the general tone has been fairly tepid as far as ads go. CBS actually is one of the most heavily exposed companies to advertising, and so investors always watch very closely for ad trends with CBS, but they might be one of the most heavily exposed. But we saw ESPN as well come in fairly light on ad revenues, partly because of the NFL weakness.
That's interesting, too, the NFL weakness here. What do we see in terms of sort of their other businesses away from the network broadcast?
Yeah, so they've actually done a really good job of diversifying away from advertising. So if you took a look at their portfolio a few years ago, about 5-6 years ago, they had almost 65% of revenues coming from advertising. They've been slowly reducing that exposure. They divested their outdoor ad business. They're now doing the same thing with their radio business. And so that should take them down to about 45% or so in terms of total exposure to advertising. One of the big stories for CBS has really been they're both building their presence in digital, and they've done that by introducing over-the-top services for both their CBS broadcast network, they call it All Access, as well as for Showtime, which is their premium network. And they have almost, they've done a fantastic job in kind of growing the subscribers at both of those services. I think they have more than about 1.5 million subs at both those services, and they plan to drive further subscription growth with original content. So they're having like a Star Trek series on All Access. They're having Twin Peaks on Showtime. So they've done a really good job with digital. And the other great story for CBS has really been retransmission. And this is the fees that they charge pay TV operators for their broadcast network content. So they've done a really good job in getting retransmission dollars for both.
Better than their competitors.
Yes, much better. They've been extremely aggressive, and it's actually
threatening to pull off of a lot of providers and
yes,
so on.
Yes,
you know why
yes.
they're doing so well at Showtime, Pim Fox? Billions.
Go ahead. You like this. Billions, right.
Did you just see Maggie Siff was just right across the hallway, the actress from Billions?
I did not.
Yeah, she's right here over doing the Charlie Rose Show.
Oh, you follow everything, don't you?
I'm on top of it.
Can you just tell us a little bit more?
Distracted by shiny objects.
Yes, you are, squirrel. Can you just tell us a little bit about All Access, maybe a little bit more? That's the on-demand version of CBS. You said it's
yes.
what, about 1.5 million subscribers?
It's about 1.5 million subscribers, and the big thing that should drive it further is that they just got a deal done with the NFL, which they did not have earlier, but now they're basically going to be able to show NFL content on their All Access product, which, again, should help them, increase that subscriber base. But, again, they were a first mover here, extremely aggressive, and looks like it's doing extremely well. They actually have a 4 million target by 2020, and management seems to be tracking pretty well on that goal.
What is the state of management and
Leslie Moonves?
Yeah, well, how long is he there? Is that something you should start talking about?
He's done extremely well for CBS.
Agreed.
He's been very well respected, and I think it especially came up a lot when we were kind of comparing and contrasting the fortunes of CBS and its sister company, which was Viacom.
Right.
And, you know, that story was kind of playing out the whole of last year and when we saw how well CBS had done, and, you know, it was the exact opposite at Viacom. So he's done really well. He's been extremely aggressive when it came to both retransmission and digital and now content licensing.
He's only 67. It's not like there's
right.
anything. Yeah. No, I mean, that's a relatively young age. You can run
yes.
that company for a long time to come. We're not talking Sumner Redstone years here.
Right. And he's been extremely effective as a leader, very, very well respected as well.
Well, I was just going to say his current 2015 compensation is listed as getting $22.5 million in cash, $28 million in non-cash. Current pay value is about $64.
What are they, gold bullions?
Or Emmys, maybe.
Maybe Emmys. They oughta.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Geeta Raghunathan, who is with Bloomberg Intelligence, she covers the tech and media industry for our Bloomberg customers and to the benefit of all of our Bloomberg radio listeners. Thank
yes.
you.
And now let's get a check on the latest world and national headlines with Nancy Lyons in the Bloomberg 99.1 newsroom in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Pim. Andrew Puzder has withdrawn his name from consideration to be the next labor secretary. His confirmation hearing had been set for tomorrow, but at least six Republicans said they were not ready to back him. President Donald Trump is asking Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to, quote, hold back a bit on new settlements in the Palestinian territories. And Trump says he is willing to make a deal with the Israeli leader.
The United States will encourage a peace and really a great peace deal. We'll be working on it very, very diligently. Very important to me also. Something we want to do.
Trump refused to commit to either a one-state or two-state solution for Israel and Palestine, saying he'd be okay with whatever the two sides decide. Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer says the reported communications leading up to the election between President Trump's campaign staffers and Russia are very troubling. Speaking on the Senate floor today, Schumer said an independent investigation is warranted.
Every report that suggests deeper ties between the Trump campaign and the Russian government needs to be followed up on and verified. We need to get all the facts.
Trump is denouncing what he calls nonsense, and he says it's an attempt to cover up the many mistakes made in Hillary Clinton's losing campaign. A leading safety organization says traffic fatalities jumped last year, pushing deaths on U.S. highways to their highest level in nearly a decade. The National Safety Council says fatalities rose 6% in 2016. Global news, 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,600 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Nancy Lyons.